Nationals squaring off with the Braves. Joe Ross recalled from AAA, getting the start for the Nats in this one. First inning, no score. Julio Teheran facing Bryce Harper.
And there's a high drive to deep right center. Can the ballpark hold it? No. And it's out of here, over the 16-foot wall. And the Nationals lead 1-0 on Bryce Harper's fifth of the year. Eaton fights one off and drops it into left. So the line is moving and the game is tied. Adam Eaton, RBI number 7.
Now Teheran sets. Bases loaded, the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to deep center field. Enciarte moving back. Way back on the warning track at the wall. It is gone. Goodbye. Bryce Harper has done it again. Off Julio Teheran for the second straight at bat. And he has hit another grand slam off of Julio Teheran. Home run number 6 for Bryce Harper. Second of the game. 5 runs batted into the game for Bryce Harper. And the Nationals have put a 5 spot on the board here in the top of the second inning. Bang, zoom goes Harper. A Harper grand slam.
And he got him to commit on a pitch up. Joe Ross, strikeout number 6. Got him up and away. Little snow cone for Matt Wieters. And what a night for Joe Ross. Over his last 6 innings, 1 run on 3 hits.
Bases loaded, Kroll to the belt, and the 1-2 to Zimmerman. Swing and a belt to deep right field. Markakis going back, way back, going, and gone. Goodbye. The Nationals have hit their second grand slam of the game. Ryan Zimmerman goes the opposite way to right center field. It is his 6th career grand slam. He has a 3-hit night. It's his 4th home run of the year. It gives him 11 runs batted in, and the Nationals are in double digits in scoring. It's now Washington 11, Atlanta 3. Bang, zoom goes the Z-Man with a grand slam.
The Nationals pounded out 20 hits and tied a season high with 14 runs. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after the game.
You know, I mean, you know, and he knows it. And, you know, you feel very confident, which Bryce, like I told, said many times, has no problem with confidence. So, you know, it was a, you know, much needed. It's much needed offense that we saved our bullpen, and hopefully we get a good outing tomorrow, you know, out of Strauss, and we go into New York with a strong bullpen. You know, I liked, you know, how he settled down and started getting the ball down, because early they were hitting some balls hard off of him. He was about waist high, but then he started mixing in some changeups and some sliders, and he started picking up his tempo a little bit. And, you know, Joe was great. He finished strong. You know, I think the most pitches he's thrown this year is 96. I asked Mike that early in the game, and I think he finished right at almost 100, I guess. But, I mean, at first it didn't look like he was going to start off too well, but we had a big offensive night, especially out of Bryce and out of Zim. And when you get 20 hits, it's almost everybody. And so it was a big game. I mean, you know, Bryce, I mean, he drove in all the runs early. And so it was a big offensive night for us. And, you know, we played good baseball tonight.
For the first time in Bryce Harper's career, he had at least 4 hits and at least 2 home runs in a game. He spoke to the media after the contest.
I mean, I just try to have good at-bats and, you know, try to get pitches over the plate that I can drive. And, you know, not looking at who I'm facing that day or, you know, what he's going to do to me or anything like that. You know, just try to see a pitch and, you know, try to drive it the best I can, and, you know, hopefully good things will happen.
Even when you kind of show up to the park that day, and there's a couple of guys that you kind of have had great numbers against, do you feel anything extra, or just it's kind of business as usual?
No, because, I mean, any given day, you know, they can, you know, make it look dumb, and, you know, you don't ever want to go out there. You know, good pitching always beats good hitting. You know, it's just part of the game and part of the process. So, you know, I just try to go up there and, you know, respect the guy out there on the mound, of course, and try to just have good at-bats and, you know, try to see, you know, pitch over the plate and, you know, get it done.
You guys as a team have had a few of these games now offensively, but what stands out to you about this lineup, the ability to do what you guys did tonight?
I mean, I think everybody knows, you know, how good we are and what we can do. You know, if we all just stay healthy and, you know, maintain what we can. And, you know, of course, get Trey Turner back, you know, that's huge as well. So I just have to maintain, just, you know, try to stay as healthy as we can and have good at-bats, and, you know, things will take care of itself.
Joe goes good.
What's it like to see Zim do what he's been doing?
Yeah, Zim's great. Zim, if he stays healthy and does the things he can, he's you know, all-star player, Gold Glove caliber first baseman, and somebody that we need every single day. So great seeing him do what he did tonight, of course, and what he's been doing every single day for us, and a lot of fun to watch him hit the baseball with authority to right center, and that's huge.
Joe goes seven tonight in his first start up here this year. What type of impact can he make on this team in 2017, do you think?
Joe's great. Great teammate, great person. Be able to go out there on the mound and do the job that he knows that he can do. It's huge. He's got that great mentality out there to go out there, throw strikes, and pound the strike zone the best he can. And everything was working tonight against a tough lineup right there, and made it happen.
The Nationals go for the sweep on Thursday. Steven Strasburg facing R.A. Dickey.